I have the privilege of making a very special announcement today, but before I do, I would like to introduce to you two of the most outstanding young people that I have ever met, and I mean that with all sincerity. First of all, would James Stauffer and his parents, Don and Sharon Stauffer, please come and stand in front facing the congregation. James is a fine example to the young men of our church. He has fulfilled 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. He has fulfilled the proverb, prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. His parents asked him not to consider marriage until he finished college. So he went to sleep in that area of his life. He has established a career. He owns a house debt-free. He would now like to make that house a home. He asked permission to marry one of the young ladies of our church. And on June 20th, her father gave him permission to enter into a betrothal, an engagement relationship with his daughter. James had talked to the father before, but he was told to wait. James handled himself very well and said that he didn't want to win the girl's heart without her father's permission. We don't believe in prearranged marriages, but we do believe in parental involvement. And now I would like to ask Annette Inlow and her parents, Steve and Jody Inlow, to please come and stand up front facing the congregation. Annette is loved and respected by all of us. She has won our hearts from the children that she has taught all the way up to the eldest among us. She has such a sweet spirit. My girls look up to Annette's outstanding example of a young Christian lady. She has helped out with the kids' clubs at church. She is one of our Sunday school teachers. Annette has never dated. Neither has James. They have saved themselves for each other. Therefore, Annette is able to fulfill Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Not just the married days of her life, but all the days of her life. James and Annette have patiently waited upon God. They have told me that Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12 has meant much to both of them. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. So it is with great honor and pleasure that I announce the betrothal of James Amos Nathaniel Stauffer and Annette Marie Inlow. And I think it would be appropriate if you would show them your appreciation. And now I would like James and Annette and both sets of parents to turn and face me, please. I have a charge that I would like to give, first of all, to the parents, Don and Sharon, Steve and Jody. I'd like to charge you in three areas. Number one, I charge you to protect James and Annette, to keep themselves pure. Number two, I charge you to let James and Annette plan their lives together. Give counsel, support, and encouragement, but give them the opportunity to plan their lives. And number three, I charge you to pray for them. James, Steve told me that he has been praying for you since you were about this high. He didn't know that it was you, but he was praying for his daughter's future husband. And I would just challenge you and encourage you and charge you to keep them in your prayers. And if you agree to these charges, would you please answer, we will. James and Annette, I would like to charge you as well. I charge you, number one, to keep yourselves pure. Number two, I charge you to seek God for his direction and timing in regard to this part of your lives. And number three, I charge you to be alert for attacks from the enemy who would try to divide you. If you agree to these charges, would you answer, "We will"?
We will.
At this time, I would like to pray a prayer of blessing over them. I'm going to ask James and Annette to kneel. And would you please just join me as we bring them before God? Heavenly Father, we are so grateful today for both of these young people. We thank you, Lord, that they have committed their lives to you. We thank you, Lord, now for their desire to commit their lives to each other. Lord, I pray that a cord would be wound around them, that they would be able to endure the enemy when he comes to try to divide. So, Lord, we ask that you would also build a hedge of protection around them and a hedge of thorns that would keep away any evil influences. We pray, Lord, that your love and mercy and grace would surround them like a sea. Lord, we just pray your blessing and your goodness upon them. I pray that you would direct them in the days ahead. Lord, that everything about their lives and about this part of their lives in particular would be a shining testimony of you. Lord, we know that you have chosen to use the relationship between a husband and a wife to demonstrate your relationship with your church. And so, Lord, again, we pray that you would keep themselves pure, that relationship would be a shining testimony of you and your relationship with the church, which is your bride. Lord, we thank you that we have been betrothed to you, and we look forward to the day in heaven when we will all gather at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and our marriage with you would be consummated for all eternity. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and keep you. Now, that was probably a first for many of you. Probably never seen anything like that. About a year or so ago, we had a seminar on how to get to the marriage altar following biblical patterns. And just to be very honest, the American way of dating has not worked. And so we've looked at the scriptures to find out what is God's pattern for getting safely to the marriage altar. And some of these things that you've seen this morning has been the working of that. And we appreciate James and Annette and their testimony and how to do it.